was checking my emails at 7 o'clock this morning, and there, amidst the Viagra spam and the please send me money and the coordinates to your bank account, I found a message from someone in a television company I've never heard of, asking me to contact her. I probably shouldn't have opened it. In fact, as soon as I did, I thought, oh no, I probably downloaded the bot virus or whatever it's called. They've probably got my bank details, my shoe size by now. Anyway, this woman, she's called Cressida, so she's clearly not from a sink estate, says she was given my name by a mutual friend. She wonders if I'd be interested in being an agony aunt on daytime television. Is this a joke? How do you do agony aunting on the television? They probably want tears and snot and then lots of hugging followed by closure. It sounds frightful. Really, this isn't my sort of thing. I must tell her that later when I can think of a polite way of putting it. Anyway, I can't sort it out now because Caroline Edgar is about to arrive for her 10:45 appointment.
She's very bright. Not just ordinary bright, but super bright, uber bright. And you're probably thinking, well, I would say that because I'm her mother. But actually, it's quite difficult having a talented child, particularly with the school being so bloody minded about it. I must have been down there on 30 separate occasions to say, you're not stretching her enough, she's bored. That's why she's playing up. If your child's in the remedial group, you're in luck, believe me, because they'll get extra lessons, one-to-one tuition and Indian head massages. They do actually do that. Can you believe it? Really? I'm not making it up.
Well, it's probably very calming for some children.
But you see, if you give them a child like Louise, who not only has a sky-high IQ, probably in the top 2% of the population, actually, but also has a genuine musical talent. I hate this word, but basically, she's gifted. They don't know where to turn. They have this gifted children scheme, which is complete rubbish. One of the boys on it is a shot putter. I mean, I don't know what their definition of gifted is, but it isn't mine.
You don't feel Louise should be in the same category as a shot putter?
Of course she shouldn't.
Does Louise herself mind?
Does she mind what?
That she's in the same group.
She's not.
Oh, I see. So which group is she in?
The normal group.
Ah.
The ordinary group, the non-gifted group, which is a travesty. It goes against all the laws of common sense. It goes against the laws of physics, for goodness sake.
Right. When you say it goes against the laws of physics, what exactly do you mean?
I don't know. I haven't done physics since GCSE. But I mean it goes against all natural laws, of fairness, of everything. So, you've got the remedial kids at one end getting yoga classes, the gifted ones at the other getting Chinese lessons, and the ordinary ones in the middle getting ignored. And Louise is not ordinary. How can they lump her in with the ordinary people when she's not ordinary?
Mm.
It's dragging her down. She's bored. She says, Mummy, I hate school. It's boring.
How do you feel about the word ordinary?
How do I feel about it?
Yes. How does it make you feel?
Well, nobody wants to be ordinary, do they? If you're ordinary, you're... Well, you might as well not exist, really. No one's going to notice you. You'll have an ordinary life and an ordinary job, and, if you're lucky, an ordinary death. And that's it. Although ordinary people do sometimes have spectacularly unordinary deaths. But you don't want to be famous for being murdered and dismembered, do you? I mean, we're surrounded by ordinary people. My parents were ordinary, actually. Still are, in fact.
Tell me about your parents.
Oh, there's nothing to tell. They're perfectly nice, respectable people. They never tied me to a chair or washed my mouth out with soap. They never locked me in a cupboard wrapped in a wet towel. My grandmother did that to my mother, but she was unstable. She lost her husband in a landslide and used to run into the street naked looking for him. I had an entirely uneventful childhood, fortunately. Or unfortunately, depending on which way you look at it. My mother breeds miniature pigs. But the thing about Louise is that, unlike the rest of my family, she's out of the ordinary. She has the most amazing singing voice you've ever heard.
Mm.
She has perfect pitch. Have you any idea how rare that is? Have you?
I'm sure, yes.
So anyway, personally, I don't agree with all these talent shows on the television. But she wanted to audition, you know. It was her choice.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Louise, whatever you decide to do, Daddy and I will support you. Actually, that wasn't strictly true, because my husband is anything but supportive, mainly because he's tone deaf, which is also rare, incidentally.
Oh.
So, has absolutely no appreciation of Louise's singing voice.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he thinks all those talent programmes are a sign of moral decay. I'm not their number one fan myself. I'm not a pushy mother by any means. Far from it. It was Louise who wanted to audition.
I bet it wasn't.
All I did was help with her makeup and her outfit and pay for a few voice lessons so she could go in there at the top of her game. But of course we were naive, weren't we?
Right.
Because, of course, these things are rigged. Did you know that?
I didn't know.
Well, I don't blame you. We had no idea when we started.
Did I defrost those chops?
We thought you went along and auditioned, and if you were any good, you got through. That was our first mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, there's a sort of mafia. They all know each other.
Who all know each other?
They've all been to these stage schools.
Oh.
Who've coached them to within an inch of their lives and given them an unfair advantage over people like Louise, who goes to a normal school where self-expression and creativity are dirty words.
I see.
And, of course, when she saw what she was up against, she was a bundle of nerves and her throat seized up.
What do you imagine might have happened if her throat hadn't seized up?
She'd have blown them away. She'd have gone on to win, no doubt about it.
And then what?
What do you mean, and then what?
Well, how do you imagine Louise's life if she'd won?
She'd be a star, which is what she deserves.
How old is Louise now?
She'll be 14 on her next birthday.
That's quite young to be a star, isn't it?
People used to go up chimneys when they were 8.
Well, yes, but it wasn't really a good idea, was it? In fact, it was so not a good idea that they made it illegal.
The point is, she can enter again next year.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know what the competition is. All we have to do is to get her into one of the big stage schools, which, of course, is much harder than it sounds.
I'm sure there's an enormous amount of competition.
It's not that. It's that my husband refuses to pay.
Ah.
He's got the money, but he won't pay. He'd rather condemn his only daughter to a lifetime as a non-entity than put his hand in his pocket. And that, more than anything else, is why I'm on the verge of a major breakdown.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should talk about that for a moment.
What?
The fact that you feel you're on the verge of a major breakdown. When you say that, what do you mean? What does it feel like?
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
Do you believe in God?
Well, I suppose no, I probably don't. But I mean, I completely respect people who do believe. I'm not Richard Dawkins.
You see, it would be so much easier, wouldn't it, if we all had faith and thought, oh, all I have to do is lead a good, quiet life, and then in the next world, I'll get my just desserts and the fun will start.
Well, I'm sure fate's a little more complex than that.
But if you don't have faith, this life has to mean something, doesn't it? There isn't any other one. There's no paradise at the end of it all, or hell, for that matter.
And isn't that why you're here in this room? To try and find a meaning in your life?
No, it's why Louise wants to be a star.
Why you want Louise to be a star?
It's what she wants. I told you, all I've done is support her.
So, let me just unravel this. Louise, and we can only guess at this because Louise isn't here, wants to be a star in order for her life to have meaning.
Well, she's not going around saying that or anything. I'm extrapolating.
And what about you? What gives your life meaning?
Well, I made some wrong choices in my life, for sure.
Do you want to talk about that?
I always wanted to be either a ballerina or an actress.
That's very common in young girls, isn't it? We all wanted to be ballet dancers.
I was serious, though.
Oh.
I was deadly serious.
Right.
But I never had the discipline, and my parents never pushed me. They just thought, as long as I was happy, that was all that mattered.
Were you happy?
They should have pushed me. I started skipping classes because I couldn't be bothered. Probably because I was never that good, to be honest. But acting, I was serious about. And I had talent. I know I did. But again, my parents never pushed me. and I did business studies instead because it was safer. So basically, I should have gone to RADA, but I didn't.
Did you get a place at RADA?
I never even applied. My parents didn't take it seriously. And that's why I take Louise seriously, because I never had that as a child. My parents actively wanted me to have an ordinary run-of-the-mill life, which is criminal when you think of it. But it's not good enough for my child. I want her to have more than that. I want her to rule the world, if that's what she wants.
Well, that'd be a bit scary.
I don't mean it literally. I mean, I wouldn't want her goose-stepping around in jackboots, invading places.
Phew.
No. If she was going to rule the world, I'd encourage her to do it in a non-violent way.
That's good.
She could be Beyoncé, for example. That's how much she's got going for her.
Beyoncé, is that the one with the bottom?
No, that's Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, right. Just imagine for a minute if she didn't become Beyoncé or indeed anyone like that. How would that make you feel?
She'd be inconsolable.
Well, we don't know that for sure because Louise isn't here. But what I asked was, how would it make you feel?
Well, it's simply not going to happen. I've told her to follow her dream. I've told her that if she truly believes in her dream, it'll come true.
On the other hand, dreams are just that, aren't they? Dreams?
If you want something badly enough, you can make it happen.
And would you say that's always the case?
Absolutely.
What about the things that none of us can control? If, to take an extreme example, you lost both your legs, for instance, and you badly wanted them back.
Well, of course, you can't wish your limbs back. That's just ridiculous. That's a stupid example.
But do you see my point?
In terms of what you want out of life, I believe you can get it if you really want it.
So what is it that you want very badly?
I want Louise to fulfil her dreams.
What about for you? What would you like for you?
It's not about me. I have a fairly high profile in our accounts department, but I'm under no illusions. To the rest of the world, I'm invisible. And when I die, the only people to mourn me will be my family. And a few friends, I suppose. Although I see less and less of people these days, because I have to spend so much of my spare time on Louise and her career. Not that I resent it one bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it happens for her, and it will, when she has the world at her feet, I'll be Louise's mother. I'll be the person who helped her get there. And it will all have been worthwhile. I truly believe that. I do. I have to believe that. Because if I don't...
What?
Nothing. If I don't... Nothing. There's nothing there.
I'm afraid your time's up for today, Caroline. I'll see you next week.